WFMD Morning News Express. It's 41 at WFMD. Ryan, we're excited. Could be the next governor of the great state of Maryland. Kelly Schultz is throwing her hat into the ring, and we welcome her to the Morning News Express.
Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
We're good.
We're doing very well.
I actually am a little bit ambivalent, Kelly, about your run for governor. I think you'll make a great governor, but I also, you know me, I have said to you for how many years, please run for county executive.
I know, Bob, you have said that for many years. And we've been friends for many years, so that hasn't even come between us, yes.
No, it might now. Because I think you'll do a great job for the governor. I almost want to move back to Maryland and vote for you. Can I vote for you now?
Absentee mail-in.
I am still a resident of the state of Maryland, according to my license.
Bob, I'm not going to address that question. That is something for Stuart Harvey to address with you. How's that?
Okay. All right, well, we'll circle back around to that.
So, Kelly, talk to us about the big decision. According to some reports, this decision was made many, many months ago. As Bob said, people locally have wanted you to run for county executive. So why a run for governor? Why now?
You know, a lot of people have been saying a lot of different things, but I think what really got me, Ryan and Bob, is the fact that for the last 13 months now, have been living through a pandemic, you know, a crisis that we've never seen in the state, the country, the world before at this point in time, not in our lifetime anyway, and hopefully we'll never have to again. But I have been privileged to listen to the stories of Marylanders from one end of the state to the other about their hardships and their dreams and what they want to come out of this. And it was probably the turning point for me to say, I want to be able to continue to help to support those Marylanders that need it the most and to be able to realize their dreams. And they are always an inspiration to me. And that's where we come up with today. And I'm really excited to be able to help to tell their stories. But it's Marylanders that really pushed me into this position.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you have a conversation with Governor Hogan about this? And then the other thing was, did part of your conversation come about from the fact, or your decision come from the fact that Boyd Rutherford was not going to run? Or are you the reason he's not running?
Well, first of all, I have had many conversations with the governor and the lieutenant governor, and we all came up with our own decisions throughout the course of this process. And I have the utmost respect for the lieutenant governor and the decisions that he made and for the reasons that he made his decisions. And I will continue to support both the governor and the lieutenant governor in my position, because I think that the administration in and of itself has been amazing in order to be able to respond to some of the crises that we've had over the course of the past 6.5 years. But I would say that the decision that I made was a very strong decision in order to be able to work in the capacity that I can right now and to look towards the future.
Maryland Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz joining the Morning News Express here on News Radio 930 WFMD for a Thursday morning. Kelly, Governor Hogan got a little bit of pushback after he made a comment about the 2021 General Assembly, calling it successful. There are a lot of police officers in the state that would disagree because their Bill of Rights was taken away. I don't know if he is referring to that because he did veto that. But your thoughts about the General Assembly session and about his comments, given the fact that police were dealt a major blow in the state of Maryland?
The General Assembly certainly was a different type of a General Assembly this year. And after tracking it, you know, for so many years that I have, it's very obvious that it was different. I was very, very focused at the Department of Commerce on the pieces of legislation that I needed to get through. I wanted to be able to dedicate the time to the business community that I had over the course of the 90 days of the legislative session. I think every single legislative action that occurred is going to have a level of scrutiny, and I am willing to sit and work through every level of scrutiny. As far as the legislative session is concerned, I will say that I continue to stand behind our public servants in the police force, no matter which police force they are a part of. And so that will be something that we will be discussing in the future.
Kelly Schultz, Commerce Secretary, you know, obviously you deal with businesses and trying to get things passed legislative-wise. The governor in the whole country, you know, has written checks that they probably can't cash, but cashed them anyway and sent them out to Marylanders and stuff. So if you're governor, you know, how do we pick up the pieces, and especially pieces of small businesses that were ruined by the decisions that legislators have made locally, statewide, nationally? That's the people who took the brunt of, at least in my opinion. I mean, of course, obviously this pandemic has been horrible. But as a governor, how do we pick up the pieces, and how do you, as the governor, if you become the governor, fix that, get us back on the right track rolling? What would you do first 100 days?
You know, I can't really speak to the first 100 days, Bob, but what I can speak to is the fact that those individuals, and I'm not even going to call them businesses, because let's be honest about it, it's not businesses, it's people that happen to own businesses and work for businesses. They are the actual reason why I decided that I wanted to take on this challenge, because they do need additional support and resources. The crisis is here, but we need to do more to be able to get Maryland back to our operating standards and get Marylanders back to working very, very quickly, because our economy is dependent on the workers that need to be back in the workplace. And I think listening to those owners, the people of the businesses across the state, I've heard their story. And they have a story to tell, and we have to be able to listen and
respond. All right, Kelly, I think, to no fault of your own, I think our connection is bad here, which is unfortunate because we do have a couple of more questions. But for the betterment of the audio quality, I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Kelly Schultz for governor.com is where you want to go. Kelly Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z, because I sometimes put a T-Z there.
Right.
It's not. It is S-C-H-U-L-Z, Schultz.
Yep.
So
all right.
Check it out. And she's a I, you know, I've always, we've been friends. So I have to say that. We've been friends, and I trust Kelly Schultz. And, you know, hey, I've already sent my ballot in, Ryan, just FYI.
Well,
it's under a Democratic name, so we'll be good. I put it under a young name, and
Bob,
we're good.
All jokes aside, you know, about Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan toes the line every day between pleasing his constituents and pleasing people that didn't vote for him. Many people think that Maryland politics is trending more and more left every day, and that upsets some conservative Republicans in the state. So she has an arduous task, because Maryland is one of those states where, you know, we have a unique base, you know, the Baltimore base, the inner city base is more left. And of course, Frederick County and other parts of the state, Charles County, more right. So, you know, as governor, it's a thankless task, and it's not an easy job. Governor Hogan has had some successes, some failures, but all we can do is monitor these politicians and keep them close and really hold them accountable, which, as you know, Bob, doing this show for 26 years is easier said than done, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think that that's one of the things that Kelly Schultz could do.
Mm-hmm.
And that what's going to have to happen in Maryland is that you're going to have to, you know, be a little bit more moderate in how you express your opinions. You know, you may not be, but if you want to get something done, you're going to have to work with the left side of the aisle.
Yeah, in all fairness to Governor Hogan, he did veto that legislation, the police reform legislation that many think is going to demoralize cops and chase them out of the state. But again, when he made that comment about the General Assembly being successful, that sent up a lot of red flags to people and sent some mixed messages. So we'll see how this plays out, and we'll continue to follow it here on WFMD.